The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Start your day, the Tayer Way, Northwest London. Yud Beis Av, Tavshin Pei, Sunday the 2nd of August. Rabbi Baruch Chelovsky, post-quarantine or post-vacation, a Kriyas HaTayra marathon. Good morning to all, and Bruchim Haboim to Eretz Yisrael. Greetings from Ramat Bet Shemesh Gimel to London and further afield. The Shaila that I'd like to discuss this morning, one of the many that's being asked in this period of Corona that unfortunately we're not yet out of, especially here in Eretz Yisrael, the situation seems to be worsening and not improving. We're hoping to see Yeshua Hashem keheref ayin. One of the commonly asked shailas at the moment is that there are tens, hundreds, perhaps thousands of people up and down the country in quarantine. At any given moment, they're given strict instruction that they must enter what's called here in Eretz Yisrael, bidud. Bidud, Eicho, Yoshva, Vodod, they have to be alone in quarantine, either because they've been infected with the coronavirus, or because they've been in contact with somebody else who has the virus. Either way, they are alone in a room or in a home by themselves, obviously, which means that they are missing Tfilah B'Tzibur and also Kriyas HaTayra. They have no Sefer Torah, they have no minyan. So for 2 weeks that they are by themselves, they are davening alone. And the question that has been asked and inevitably will be asked is once they emerge, Baruch Matir or Asurim, what's their chiyuv with regard to Kriyas HaTorah? Having missed Kriyas HaTorah on several occasions, both on Monday, Thursday, of course, Shabbos morning, Shabbos mincha. When they come out, are they able, or are they perhaps even mechuyev, to catch up? If they've been in quarantine for 2 weeks, they would have missed at least 2 weeks of Kriyas HaTorah. So, for example, if somebody would emerge now, having missed Parshas Devarim and Parshas Vayeschana, not only on Monday and Thursday, but chiefly on Shabbos, where they've missed the entire parsha, the question becomes, do they have to now catch up this week's Shabbos, Parshas Ekev? Will they indeed have a Kriyas HaTorah marathon? Will they have to lame Devarim, Vayeschanan, and Ekev? Although this question, as I mentioned, is a question very much in Yonah Diyoma current events, it's a question that has been asked, of course, in the past, especially at this time of year, during the summer vacation. Somebody goes away in the middle of nowhere, has no minyan, has no Sefer Torah, and he's away for Shabbos, a Monday and a Thursday. When he comes back, having missed Kriyas HaTorah, due to the fact that he had no Sefer Torah or minyan, once he comes back home, must he organize a Kriyas HaTorah for those Kriyas HaTorahs that he missed out? That's our Shaila. As we know, the Gemara tells us, the Gemara in Bava Kamma, that there was a Takona. It's based on a Pasuk in the Chumash, where it says in Parshas Beshalach that Klal Yisrael went 3 days without drinking water. The Gemara says, of course, water is a reference to Torah, a Maim Elo Torah. If they went 3 days without drinking water, there was a takona which was instituted by the Nevi'im. The Rambam suggests it was Moshe Rabbeinu, in fact, that no 3 days should ever pass without Mayim, meaning without Limud Torah in the form of Kriya Satera. And therefore the Takona, Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos, never a period of 3 days devoid of Kriya Satera. There was a further Takona, this is not our Inyan, Ezra HaSofer, he instituted another Kriya Satera on Shabbos afternoon, Mitam Yeshvei Kronos, that's a subject for a different day. With regard to this main Takona, that 3 days should never elapse without Kriya Satera, it would have sufficed to read a minimal amount, perhaps 9 or 10 psukim, and that would have sufficed. That way you have ensured that 3 days have not elapsed without Kriya Satera. However, there was another Takona which said that, no, in addition to that, make sure that you finish Kol HaTorah Kula, Kriyas Kol HaTorah Kula, initially once every 3 years, as we know, difference between Bavel and Eretz Yisrael, our minig is once a year, you should finish all of the Torah. That therefore became the Takona on Shabbos morning, to read each week a different parasha, on occasion two, in order to make sure that we finish by the end of the year. And that way we can arrive at Simchas Torah, having completed Kol HaTorah Kula. If somebody or a minion did not lane, if there was no Kriya Satera for whatever reason on a Monday or on a Thursday, the consensus of the poskim is that that is something that cannot be made up. Even though there are those, the Bi'ur Halacha quotes in the name of the Ateres Zakenim, who would like to differentiate perhaps between the Monday Kriya Satera and the Thursday Kriya Satera. Having lained on Shabbos, even if you were to miss out Kriya Satera on Monday, perhaps there will be room to suggest that you should do Kriya Satera the next day on the Tuesday, because that way from Shabbos to Tuesday, 3 days have not elapsed. Whereas if you were to miss out the Thursday Kriya Satera, there would be no Indian to lane the next day on Friday, because from Monday to Friday, that's already 4 days, and that's too much. So once you've missed your 3 day slot on Thursday, maybe indeed it's just simply too late. So there could in theory be a distinction between missing out Kriya Satera on Monday as opposed to Thursday. However, halacha lemaisa, this is not the case, and the Mishnah Berurah paskens quite clearly that if for whatever reason Kriya Satera was missed out on Monday or Thursday, then that is something that can never be made up. It should, however, be pointed out that when we say Kriya Satera was missed out, we mean that the entire day went without Kriya Satera. But if Kriya Satera was missed in the morning, certainly if you're able to assemble a minyan mincha time afternoon, or any time for that matter during the day, then obviously this is what you should do. So again, if Kriya Satera was missed out in the morning, on a Monday or a Thursday, it can be caught up at any time during the day. If the entire day elapsed and Kriya Satera was not miskayim, the takona was not fulfilled, then that is that. It could never be caught up once again. That is halacha lemaisa with regard to the Monday and Thursday laning. Essentially, the same would be true on Shabbos morning, and that is if for whatever reason you did not lane on Shabbos morning, then one could lane, again, the entire parasha sometime during the day, whether at mincha or on another occasion. Only recently, I got a shaila from a yeshiva here in Eretz Yisrael. During the coronavirus, as you well know, that many of the yeshivas have been restricted into small groups, what are called these capsules. And one of them, on Shiva Asa B'Tammuz, did not have a Sefer Torah, Shiva Asa B'Tammuz Shachris, and therefore couldn't lane. The question therefore became, what should they do mincha? On Shiva Asa B'Tammuz during mincha, there's Kriya Satera anyway. Would there therefore be a necessity to now lane twice, once for Shachris and once for mincha? A question for another day. But either way, that is the clear halacha lemaisa. If Kriyas HaTorah is ever missed in the morning, it can be caught up at any point during that day. If it was missed out the entire day, so if it was Monday or Thursday, as we mentioned, that's it. That can never be caught up once again. But what about Shabbos morning? If Shabbos morning came and went, Shabbos afternoon came and went, imagine, for example, this Shabbos, Parashas Vayeschanan, for whatever reason, there was no Kriyas HaTorah bichlal. Would we also say, similarly to Monday and Thursday, that once the day elapsed, then that's it, it can never be caught up? No. The Ramah tells us in the beginning of Simon Kuf Lamed Hei, that if indeed Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos, meaning the Kriya of the entire parasha, was not performed during the entire duration of the day, then one is mashlim the following Shabbos. One is mashlim the following Shabbos. So if, for example, one would have come to shul yesterday, this once happened here in Beit Shemesh, and one of the gaboim, the only gabbai in fact, had left the country, and had forgotten to give him the key to anybody else in the minyan, and the minyan therefore were unable to obtain a Sefer Torah. If indeed that would be the case, Kriyas HaTorah was not therefore fulfilled during the entire duration of the day, says the Ramah, having not leined Vo'eschanan on Shabbos, Parshas Vo'eschanan, then next week, Parshas Ekev, you would read both Vo'eschanan and Ekev. That is the chiddush of the Ramah in the beginning of Kuf Lamed Hei. Now the Ramah, although this is a chiddush, but this is not his own chiddush. The makor of this chiddush is from the Rishonim in the Ohr Zeruah. The Ohr Zeruah in Hilchos Shabbos Siman Mem Hei talks about a case in which Shabbos Parshas Emor, there was no Kriyas HaTorah. Next week, says the Ohr Zeruah, Parshas Bahar, we're now going to make it a double Kriyas HaTorah, Emor and Bahar. And the Ohr Zeruah explains, and this is very important. Number one, says the Ohr Zeruah, there is no fixed Seder for a particular Shabbos. Meaning, even though we might have called yesterday's Shabbos, Shabbos Parshas Vo'eschanan, says the Ohr Zeruah, in truth, there is no reason, essentially, to call this Shabbos Parshas Vo'eschanan. There is no rhyme or reason why Vo'eschanan must be attached to this particular Shabbos. And I'll prove it, says the Ohr Zeruah, because on occasion, Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, and then the Shabbos laning is pushed aside completely. As we well know, Yom Tov or Chol HaMoed, we do not lane the regular week's parasha. We lay in the Yom Tov parasha, and the Shabbos parasha is pushed off. Now, if there was a kvius, that particular week had to have a particular Kriyas HaTorah, then how on earth would it give way in favor of the Yom Tov laning? Says the Ohr Zeruah, you see quite clearly that ein keva, in his words, there is no kvius. The main aim of the game is to make sure that the Torah is completed by the end of the year. Therefore, says the Ohr Zeruah, as far as I'm concerned, if you missed out, like in his story, Parshas Emor, next week you can read Emor and Bahar. We're not going to say that. No, this week is Shabbos, Parshas Bahar, and no other parasha can be lained. No, we're not going to say that. Rather, although Emor Lechatchila should have been lained last week, it wasn't. Therefore, it will be rolled over and pushed off to the following week, Parshas Emor and Bahar. Furthermore, says the Ohr Zeruah, we must never forget, let's not lose sight of the reason why we are laning on Shabbos in the first place. As we mentioned before, the takana is that you must finish all of the Torah by the end of the year. And therefore, at all costs, if Kriyas HaTorah was missed out, we would push it off to the following week. The following week, unexpectedly and unplanned, would now become a double parashat Kriyas HaTorah. that the Or HaZeruah is the makor of this chiddush in the Ramah. However, if you open Shulchan Aruch and you look at that Ramah carefully, you will see a very small note in the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon, in his notes to the Shulchan Aruch, the Biur HaGra, on those words of the Ramah, when the Ramah says, if you missed out Kriyas HaTorah on 1 week, you would lain the following week, says the Ramah, K'moy shekosavti, just like you find b'tfilah, with regard to davening, to'o v'loy hispalel, etc. End of quote. The Vilna Gaon, in his usual brevity, has been machadish over here a completely different understanding in this whole halacha of the double Kriyas HaTorah. By referring to Hilchas Tefillah, as we well know, if somebody, for example, would miss out Tefillah Shacharis, he was unwell, he could not daven, he would then daven Mincha time two Tefillahs. Mincha, followed by a second Shmona Esra, which would be the Tashlumin for Shacharis. The Vilna Gaon, by referring to that particular halacha, has therefore drawn a parallel between Tashlumin of Tfilah and Tashlumin of Kriyas HaTorah. Not, as the Or HaZeruah suggested, that the reason why you must read two parashiyos next week is because we have to finish all of the Torah. Rather, in the understanding of the Vilna Gaon, the reason why you have to read two parashiyos next week is because of the concept called Tashlumin. Just like if you miss out Shacharis, you do two Minchas, and if you miss out Mincha, you do two Maaribs, so too, says the Vilna Gaon, if you miss out Kriyas HaTorah, then the next week you would do two. One, which would be the main reading of the day, and the second is the catch-up, the Tashlumin for the Kriyas HaTorah of the previous week that was missed out. So we have over here a halacha in the Ramah, a halacha psuka, with two fundamentally different understandings behind the halacha. According to the Or HaZeruah, which is the Makayr of the Ramah, it seems to be that the reason that you catch up from last week is not because or anything to do with the concept of Tashlumin. Rather, it is simply a fulfillment of the Takana to finish the whole Torah. As the Or HaZeruah clearly told us, Ein Keva. Ein Keva. There is no particular reason why you have to read Voeschanan last week and Ekev the next. Even though Lechatchilo, of course, we divide it up neatly, but essentially there's no difference. The Vilna Gaon clearly did not understand that way. The Or HaZeruah understood that Voeschanan is to be read on Shabbos Voeschanan. There is a Keva. However, if you missed it out, then you have a second bite at the cherry called Tashlumin. Just like when you miss out Shacharis, nobody would tell you that Ein Keva, you can daven Shacharis whenever you like, either in the morning or in the afternoon. Chas v'sholom. The Zman for Shacharis is in the morning and the morning only. And if you miss it, you've missed it. There is a concept called Tashlumin. But that doesn't mean that this is now the correct Zman for Shacharis. So therefore, these are our two approaches in understanding this halacha. Approach number one of the Or HaZeruah, which is that essentially Ein Keva, there is no particular fixture which parasha must be read on which Shabbos. Therefore, if you missed out one, you can always read two the next week. Approach number two, that of the Vilna Gaon, there seems to be a Keva. There is a particular fixture. And having missed it, essentially you've missed it. There exists, however, the concept of Tashlumin with regard to Kriyas HaTorah, just like it does with regard to Tefillah. Now, there are several differences, lahalocha, halacha lemaisa between the two. For example, what would be if one particular week was a double parasha? It was a double parasha. For example, Vayakel Pekudei, and that was missed out. Come next week, you would now want to learn Vayakel Pekudei Vayikra, a real rollover. Three Kriyas HaTorahs. This story, in fact, took place in the Maharam Mintz. The Mogen Avraham in Simon Kuf Lamed Hei quotes a Maharam Mintz. A quite incredible story. Whoever thought that shul politics was a new thing? The Maharam Mintz talks about Kriyas HaTorah, in which in the middle there was a big argument with regard to who should get the Aliyah. And he writes, incredibly, that this argument went on for 2 or 3 hours. And eventually the minyan disbanded, and Kriyas HaTorah was not read at all. So the question therefore became, so what should be next week? Vayakel Pekudei was missed out. Next week, would we have now a triple marathon Kriyas HaTorah, i.e. Vayakel Pekudei Vayikra? Here's the Maharam Mintz, a tremendous chiddush. No. He says, if you look in the Ohr Zeruah clearly said that if you miss out 1 week, you can push it off to another. Do you know why? Because we have, on occasion, the concept of a double parasha. A triple parasha does not exist. There is no such thing as a triple parasha. You cannot push over. You cannot move Vayakel Pekudei to next week and read Vayakel Pekudei Vayikra. There is no such concept as a three-way Kriyas HaTorah. Now, this is a tremendous chiddush, because after all, we have to finish Kol HaTorah Kula. And if you tell me that I can't do a triple Kriyas HaTorah, I'm going to lose my takana. Nonetheless, says the Maharam Mintz, there is no such thing as three. You might argue, says the Maharam Mintz, so let's just move over at least one. Let's just bring over Vayakel or Pekudei. Says the Maharam Mintz, no, it's all or nothing. Last week was Vayakel Pekudei. Either you move it all over or nothing. And you cannot move it all over, because then you're going to end up with a triple Kriyas HaTorah. You might suggest, so bring over Vayakel Pekudei and push off Vayikra to the following week. The Noda Buda discusses that, and he says it's not an option either. So the Maharam Mintz, and this is backed up by others as well, say, even though the Ohr Zeruah was mechadish that having missed out Kriyas HaTorah last week, you can push it off to next week, but there's no such thing as three Kriyas HaTorahs. No such concept. The Mishnah Brura, in the beginning of Kuf Lamed Hei, quotes this and says, however, others disagree. The Eliyahu Rabbah is of the opinion that if you miss out either a double parasha or you missed out, like the Shaila we were discussing before, somebody was in quarantine or on vacation for Devarim Vo'eschan. So according to the Maharam Mintz, when he comes back Akev, there is no such thing as Devarim Vo'eschanan Akev. A triple Kriyas HaTorah does not exist. But the Mishnah Brura says some disagree. He brings two opinions on the matter and does not paskin. But he does tell us, however, that according to the Vilna Goyen that we mentioned before, the Vilna Goyen says that the whole concept of missing out Kriyas HaTorah 1 week and then catching up next week is based on the principle of Tashlumin. There's the Mishnah Brura, then certainly you cannot do three. As we all know, if you miss out Shachris and also Mincha, you do not do three Maaretz. So either way, it seems to be that this is a subject of a very big machloikas. The Mishnah Brura brings 2 deos on the inyan. What would be, for example, if Kriyas HaTorah was missed out b'mezid? Imagine if Chas v'Shalom, a particular minyan, said, we can't be bothered to do Kriyas HaTorah this week. It's being cancelled due to lack of demand. Says the Biur Halacha, certainly, you would still catch up next week. At the end of the day, you have to be finished. Kol HaTorah Kulam. But he says, however, according to the Vilna Gaon, however, he says, you would not catch up next week. Just like when it comes to Tashlumin. If somebody misses out Shachris B'mezid, he cannot catch up for Mincha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, therefore, this would be a nafgamina lahalocha. If we follow the principle of the Erzeruah, that you catch up next week simply because you have to finish Kol HaTorah Kulo, then it doesn't really make a difference why you missed it out last week. But according to the Vilna Gaon, if you missed it out b'mezid, then just like Tashlumin of Tfilah does not exist if davening was missed b'mezid, so too Kriyas HaTorah. Another Shaila. How exactly would you lane the two parashiyas the next week? Which one would come first? If you missed out Voischanan, the next week is Voischanan and Akev, which one would come first? As we know, when it comes to Tashlumin of Tfilah, you first do the Mincha and then the Shachris that you missed out. So perhaps two over here as well. You would do Akev and then go back to Voischanan. Whereas according to the Ozoruah, that wouldn't be the case. According to the Ozoruah, where the Takona is, you have to finish Kol HaTorah Kula, then presumably, having missed out Voischanan, we would push it off to next week, and you would first read Voischanan and then Akev. Another difference, Lahalocha, how would you split up the Aliyos? As we well know, when you have a double parasha, always three Aliyos go to the first parasha, three Aliyos to the second, and the Ravi, the fourth Aliyah, he is the connector. He gets his Aliyah, he reads the end of Parasha number 1 and the beginning of Parasha number 2. According to the Or Zoruah, that may well be the case. And many Poskim do. In fact, the Shari Ephraim says this is what you're supposed to do. You should treat Voischanan and Akev as a double Parasha. And if it's a double Parasha, you split up the Aliyahs fairly. Three for Ishanan, three for Akev, and the middle fourth one would join the two. However, according to the Vilna Gaon, perhaps that would not be the case. It's not really a double parasha this Shabbos. This Shabbos is Akev. Afterwards, I have to do a catch-up of what I did before. Just like when it comes to Tashlumin of Tfilah, you missed out Shachris, you will daven Mincha. Nobody will say that essentially there is a double Chiv of Tfilah. There is a single chiv of tefillah. The tefillah, which is at the moment the chiv, is mincha. It happens to be that I have unfinished business from the morning, so I have to catch that up. But that doesn't make it a double tefillah. So too, it would not make it a double parasha. That would be another nafka minna lahalocha. There would be other nafka minnas as well, but let's just finish off by coming back to our shayla. When we're dealing with somebody who is in quarantine, or somebody who's gone away on holiday and is by himself, there is an enormous difference between that particular Shaila and everything we've been talking about until now. And that is because this person who's in quarantine or on vacation is never part of a minyan in the first place. Everything we've been discussing until now is where there was a minyan, for some reason there was no Kriyas HaTorah, either because they had no Sefer Torah, or in the case of the Mari Mint, there was a very big argument. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, at the end of Kuf Lamed Hei, that if somebody was in prison, by himself, on Yomim Noiroim, you must not bring him a Sefer Torah. It's a bizayin to bring a Sefer Torah to him. The Sefer Torah doesn't travel anywhere. Asks the Mishnah Berurah, the Biur Halacha, why is that considered a bizayin? Surely that is a great covet for the Sefer Torah. After all, it's going to be used for Kriyas HaTorah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, no, because he is there as a Yochid. And a Yochid does not have a Chiyav Kriyas HaTorah. Rather, a minion, a Tzibur, has a Chiyav Kriyas HaTorah. And if there is no Tzibur, then there is no Chiyav Kriyas HaTorah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, certainly, if there would be a minion of people in prison, you would bring them a Sefer Torah. That's not a bizarre, and that's a great covet for the Sefer Torah. It's going to be used for a Kriyas HaTorah. But it's not a covet to bring it to somebody who has got no chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah in the first place. Back to our Shaila, therefore. This friend of ours who's on vacation or in quarantine had no chiyuv Kriyas HaTorah in the first place. If somebody, for example, was exempt from davening, he was, Rachmana Litzlan, an oinin, a close relative of his passed away, it's before the kavura, he has no chiyuv of tefillah, says the Shulchan Aruch. When it comes to the afternoon davening, for example, he doesn't do two minchas. There's no chiyuv of tashlumin. There's only a chiyuv of tashlumin if you were mechuyev first time round. You weren't mekayim that chiyuv, so you have a second chance later on. But if you were not mechuyev in the first place, then the whole principle of tashlumin does not exist. According to the Ohr Zeruah, one could debate, because this is not based on tashlumin, maybe nonetheless he has a chiyuv to catch up. He's got to finish kol ha'Torah kulam. Halacha l'maisa, however, is, and this is the way that I've been paskening to people who have asked me this shaila, the Shari Ephraim, Ephraim Zalman Margolyes, who is really the Rosh Hamadabrim on Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah, the Mishnah Berurah quotes him extensively. He paskens absolutely clearly, if there was no minion in the first place, then there is no obligation whatsoever to catch up the following week. And that is halacha lemaisa. I discussed this shaila with my uncle. Many of you will be familiar with him, Hagoyin Rav Yomta Zanger Shlita, and he told me this is indeed the correct psak. And therefore, in summary, if there was a minyan, if a minyan went, for example, on vacation, but they had no Sefer Torah, then we could discuss what should they do the following week when they do have a Sefer Torah, they would read two parashiyos. And all of the other nafkaminas that we discussed before, which one would come first and how would you split the aliyahs, all of those shilas would be relevant. But in the question that we were dealing with, where somebody is by himself on vacation or by himself in quarantine, then when they emerge, because they had no chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah in the first place, because whilst they were alone as a yochid, there is no chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah on the Yochid. Based on that, the Shari Ephraim and others as well, the Marasham, Reb Shlomo Kluger, they all paskin. The Yochid was exempt from Kriyas HaTorah in the first place. Therefore, when eventually he emerges and now finds himself once again in the presence of a minion and with a Sefer Torah, there is no obligation for him whatsoever to catch up the Kriyas HaTorah that he missed, for the simple reason he was not obligated in the first place. I wish you all the Surah's Tevois, as I mentioned, we should be Zeicha, all of us, Yeshua's Hashem, Keheref Ein. Kol Tuv Selo.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.